are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, back on air. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How's it going? Whew, I got to tell you, bathroom breaks used to just be longer, didn't they? Why does it take me so long? Yes, and yes, I'm usually on the phone on my bathroom break. I don't have time. The only time I have to call the office is when I go potty. All right, so we're back. How y'all doing out there? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some of you are diabetic. And some of you have to deal with the insulin. And the insulin is kind of a pain in the butt. You got to inject it. You got to wait 20 minutes until you could eat. Well, a new study coming from Germany says maybe you don't have to sit around and wait and be late for work or be late getting back on air, right, on the radio show because you're stuck in the bathroom. They say they found that whether you eat right away or not, it doesn't really change how the insulin works. So you may be able to just eat right after you take your insulin. Now, this is huge for diabetics. Huge, because that waiting 20 minutes is such a pain in the butt. Because, you know, you have to watch the 20 minutes. You can't just give yourself insulin and then decide to go watch some TV or decide to run to the store. You need to eat, because once that insulin kicks in, you could be losing sugar, and the sugar is going to drop pretty rapidly. So you got to kind of still be around the house. Some of you have a little routine. You'll go and take a shower. You'll take a shave. Maybe you probably won't work out a lot of times because you just took your insulin. But, you know, some of you kind of have a routine. But for many of you, it is. It's a frustrating part of your treatment. So new research shows that waiting after using insulin does not improve the drug effectiveness. Researchers in Germany divided a study group of 100 people with type 2 diabetes into two groups. The first group was monitored for 4 weeks while waiting 20 minutes between insulin use and eating. After 4 weeks, they switched to eating immediately after injecting insulin. Second group did the reverse. They ate immediately for the first 4 weeks, then they waited 20 minutes for the next 4 weeks. Researchers used blood tests, average blood sugars, etc. There was only a 0.08% difference between waiting to eat and eating immediately, which is basically negligible. All right, and so, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people that are hungry and the food is ready, they may even skip their insulin. And so if we want to improve compliance, you know, we're going to have to make things a little bit easier for our diabetics. And so I don't know if this is going to finally be a new rule where you could just eat when you take the insulin, but it'll be nice to see if we could adopt this based on this study. Again, is the study big enough for us to make, you know, any conclusions and changes? I don't know. Again, it is one study, but it's nice. But what I really like about some of this type of research, which affects all of us, is you could tell a patient to take a medicine. You could tell them to go to the doctor. You could tell them to get a colonoscopy. Tell them to go and get blood tests done very coldly. But it's nice to think that somebody's actually caring about how practical it is. You know, doing that colonoscopy prep, for example, is it's horrible. Okay, the colonoscopy prep is the biggest pain in the butt I've ever had. And so it's nice when you see companies try to figure out a way to make it more tolerable. Like, for example, you know, my GI doctor, Dr. Shaposhnikov, said, look, if you want, I don't mind if you try to drink it with some Gatorade or with some 7-Up, you know, something that doesn't have color to it to get it down. I know it's hard. Sometimes you just need to hear that from your medical provider or your nurse. Go, I understand. And you're in pain. I know this hurts. I know taking a medication every day is difficult. I know it's expensive to go and get your blood work done or come to the doctor. And, you know, luckily a lot of people in the medical community are empathetic, but it's really nice to see it on the research level. If we don't have to have our insulin-dependent diabetic patients, for example, sitting around waiting and uncomfortable because of the way, you know, they have to wait until they could eat, let's minimize that. We need medicine to be as little of a pain in the butt as possible because many of us have chronic diseases now. And if we aren't compliant with our medication, we're not going to take it. Now, this is why they really do need to work on drug costs and healthcare costs. Even though I'm not a fan of Obamacare, as you guys all know, I'm concerned, you know, when these medications are expensive, how do you expect people to take it? You know, a medication is a good medication if they satisfy all the above. Meaning, one, it has to work. It has to be a medication that works. Two, it has to have very few side effects. Okay, what good is a medication that makes you feel sick? And number three, it's accessible. If a medication is not accessible, it's not a good medication. Now, this accessibility is something that many of us forget about. For example, a lot of you will ask for painkillers or ask for benzodiazepines and anti-anxiety medications, and you'll ask for these pretty regularly. And then you'll go out of town, and you'll lose your bottle. You'll want the doctor to call it in over state lines, and many of them say, no, I don't call in controlled substances, state lines or no state lines. Now you're stuck. Well, then maybe you're not on the best medicine. If you can't access it, if you can't get it, then maybe you should be switched to a medicine that you can get. All right? For example, another type of medicine for anxiety, like a Zoloft or SSRI. And I explain that to people. I go, you're on a medication that's going to be harder and harder to get because it's a controlled substance. Then maybe that's not the best medicine for you. Same thing with expense. You know, Plavix, when it was $130 a month, Plavix is a great medicine. Plavix works, but how is it a good medicine and how does it work if you can't afford it? Now, I believe Plavix has gone generic, so it's cheaper, but we, you know, if the patient can't afford it, then it's not, they're not going to get it. And if they're not going to get the medicine, it's not going to work. You know, one of my patients yesterday said her mother went to a doctor and she had stopped taking the cholesterol medication. She didn't like it. And the doctor would come in pretty quickly and see her mother and notice that the cholesterol was really good. Now, the patient on her own was taking some over-the-counter fish oil and some red rice yeast or something. So she was kind of doing her own type of concoction at home of over-the-counters. And the cholesterol always looked good. So the doctor just kept writing more Lipitor, never once asked, was she even taking the medicine? You know, we really got to increase the communication, don't we? I know. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 6, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1677.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1718.80, $859.40 for a half ounce, or $429.70 for a quarter ounce. That's $1718.80, $859.40, and $429.70.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. So as threatened for years, the U.S. Postal Service finally is deciding to stop Saturday mail delivery as of August. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue said package delivery, which has seen growth in recent years, I guess will continue. So you'll still be able to get packages on Saturday, but they will stop mail as of August. The plan is expected to save $2 billion annually. They say it's an important part of our strategy to return to financial stability. I mean, keep in mind, post office had didn't even see email coming, didn't see that coming. And I don't think they ever were able to recover. You know, many of us were now too lazy to write. We could easily type, right? We'll get our message back instantly, just like texting. You know, now, many insurance companies and many companies that pay you by mail sometimes could do direct deposit. So there's sometimes less need to get checks in the mail, bills. Many of you are getting your bills online or you're getting your statements, your bank statements online. So things are just going more paperless because it's saving companies money. Well, as other companies save money, the post office loses money. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Daryl Issa and State Homeland Security and Government Affairs Ranking Member Tom Coburn sent a letter to leaders of both chambers of Congress supporting Donahue's plan. Issa and Coburn, the top Republicans on committees with jurisdiction over the United States Postal Service, say it's common sense reform. The only problem is some lawmakers from rural states are really reliant on the six-day mail delivery. And so they're kind of frustrated. They say it's really bad news for Arkansas small business owners who rely on timely delivery to rural areas. They say the decision could slow down overall mail delivery time for items like social security checks. For us, it's frustrating because I do a lot of work on the weekend. And it's interesting when, you know, we get paid by insurance companies and Monday will be a decent day and then the rest of the week will be almost nothing. And then luckily Saturday mail comes and we're able to then process a lot of it that could have been done during the week, because when Monday comes again, we're busy. So where I have a huge problem is, even though I really can't do any bank deposits and I can't use the money if it does come in, it's just all the extra work will be waiting for me on Monday. And I use my weekends to catch up on everything. And so I am a little disappointed because I, you know, processing the mail helps a lot. Reading patient, a lot of times we get patients' records, we get their mammogram reports, etc. And I like looking at that when we get them. You know, having more piled up on Monday, it is a pain. But I understand this is one of those kind of necessary evil type things because post office is losing money. My next concern is, are they going to cut off later a day of the week, like a Wednesday or something like that? You know, I would probably suggest to them, rather than stopping Saturday delivery, would be to stop like a day of the week type of delivery. And this way, you don't go more than one day without getting your mail. But Saturday, Sunday, that could be really tough for people. So, for those of you that are frustrated by this, we knew it was coming. Obviously, there's really no, I don't think, support for Congress to raise money for, the Postal Service. You know, we already have so many financial issues. They say the agency in November reported an annual loss of a record $15.9 billion for the last budget year. The financial losses for the year ended September 30th were more than triple the $5.1 billion loss in the previous year. Last year, the agency was forced to default on billions in retiree health benefit prepayments to avert bankruptcy. Remember having a government job, like working for the postal office, was a real good job because you got your money, you got your benefits, you got your pension. They say no other government agency is required to make such a payment for future medical benefits. Apparently, health benefits are a requirement imposed by Congress in 2006 that the post office set aside $55 billion in an account to cover future medical costs for retirees. The idea was to put $5.5 billion a year into the account for 10 years. Post office doesn't have the $5.5 billion, and no other government agency is required to make such a payment for future medical benefits. Postal authorities wanted Congress to address the issue last year, but they finished their session legislature without getting it done. So they had to just move on. You know, this again is related to Obamacare. Okay, and not because of what happened in 2006, but this just goes to show you when a facility or agency or company is mandated to pay for something that they don't have the money to pay, they have to make cuts in other ways. You know, one of my biggest problems with Obamacare was it didn't address one of the biggest issues with our insurance problem. All right. The reason why many people are without insurance is because there's no system in order to ensure keeping your insurance. You could give people insurance left and right every day. You could hire somebody, give them insurance day one, or give them insurance after a 90-day period. Giving people insurance wasn't as much of a problem. What was the big problem during the recession is you didn't get to keep your insurance. When you got fired, you lost your insurance. Obamacare Obamacare doesn't even touch how to keep your insurance. They just mandate that all these employers give you health insurance. Well, then they could take it away by taking away your job. The reason why we're in this mess is we lost our insurance. How do you get an insurance plan that you could keep job to job to job? So if you lose your job, not only are you screwed losing your job, but you're losing your health insurance as well. It's a double whammy. And instead, Obamacare decided, fine, we'll just mandate all employers to force them that, you know, to give you health insurance. Well, fine, what are employers doing? Then they'll hire less people. So they give health insurance to less people, and they hire less, or they'll fire more people. And we saw that. We saw that happen, right? You know, offices panicked. You know, if you have over 20 employees or over 50 employees, you have to pay for health insurance. It's going to be extremely costly. Especially if it comes out to be multiple hundreds of dollars per month. I mean, thousands of dollars a month per each employee. So here's the Postal Service. They're responsible for their workers' health insurance. They don't have the money. If they don't have the money, they're going to cut. If they're going to cut days, that's going to cut jobs. It's not that all the workers are going to then sit home on Saturday having a free day. Them cutting delivery on Saturday saves them money, saves them staff, saves them on health care. It's all economics. That's why we talk about economics on this show. It's all related. It's all related to our health. Our national security is related to our health. What's going on in Congress, it's all related to our health. Everything is connected. Everything is connected. What about you guys that get your medicines? Are your medicines that come mail order, are those going to be slowed down? Now, they said packages should still be fine. All right, packages are going to be fine. That's great. But what's going on from a an employee perspective? You know, I remember living in Vegas years ago when the times were good. I would mail something in the afternoon in Las Vegas, and it would get across town the next day, all right, when they opened their mail at 10, 11 a.m., the post office blew our minds away. We're talking afternoon pickup. So afternoon pickup didn't get processed till 6, 7 o'clock at night. It got out the next day. You don't see that anymore. Now it takes a few days for something to get across town. Why? Less staff. You know, so it all, you know, you will get things slower. That's, you know, what's going to happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a study came out yesterday saying that people, if they mix their alcohol with diet drinks, will actually get intoxicated faster. Now, this is something many of us figured out during our high school and college days, unfortunately. But researchers found that if you mix alcohol with sugar-free soft drinks, you would have a higher breath alcohol content than mixing content with regular soft drinks. All right, obviously it has to do with the sugar. The study looked at observing subjects after being served either vodka with a diet beverage or vodka to a regular soft drink. With a vodka scent added to it that the study participants would drink thinking it was an alcoholic beverage. The subjects who were given the vodka and diet soft drink had higher breath alcohol content and a higher level of behavioral impairment compared to anybody else that was given the fake drink or the drink with regular soda. They say participants who drank diet soda with vodka had blood alcohol contents as high as 18% more than if you mixed it with sugar mixers. They think that the sugar acts like a meal. Therefore, it delays alcohol absorption in the bloodstream because it delays stomach emptying. They say this is why southern European countries have lower rates of alcoholism, because they always seem to eat when they drink. That's according to Peter Leveneux, who was not involved in the study. Diet beverages have no sugar, so they don't trigger the same type of response, gastric emptying, etc. So I guess a rum and diet will hit you a lot quicker than a rum and regular Coke. Not that I want you to do any of that. It's just, it's the science. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
Lion. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at the Dr. Dolly Show, and please follow us on Facebook. Twitter is Dr. Dahlia, Facebook is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You'd think I'd get it right after all these years. Okay, this is cool. Alright, every now and then you hear of a 3D printer or laser printer or dot matrix or whatever the heck they have out, making something organic. So I guess there is a 3D printer researchers from the University of Edinburgh have created that I guess spits out living embryonic stem cells. Now, these stem cells could be later used to develop a kidney, to develop a heart, and all by this printer. Isn't that cool? And I'm sure there's an app that you could hook up to your iPhone, I'm sure. They say the printer was capable of printing uniform-sized droplets of cells gently enough to keep the cells alive and maintain their ability to develop into different cell types. Imagine if you're the tech and you fart or you burp or something and then the whole thing ruins. You'd be fired. The new printing method, they say, could be used, according to Fox News, to make 3D human tissues for testing new drugs, grow organs, or ultimately print cells directly inside the body. Human embryonic stem cells are obtained from human embryos and can develop into any cell type in an adult person, from brain tissue to muscle to bone, which is why they're phenomenal for regenerative medicine, right? If you have damaged cells, you could replace them. This is why they've been talking about hearts that survive a heart attack. Can they replace the heart muscle? Can we use this to regenerate nerves and people who have been paralyzed? In a lab dish, the human embryonic stem cells, or the HESCs, can be placed in a solution that has these biological clues that tell the cells to develop into specific types of tissues. It's called differentiation. So it knows to differentiate into a kidney, knows to differentiate into a heart, etc. And the process starts with these cells forming these embryoid bodies. Cell printers offer a means of producing these embryoed bodies of a defined size and shape. In this study, the cell printer was made from a modified CNC machine, a computer-controlled machining tool, outfitted with two bio-ink dispensers, one containing stem cells in a nutrient-rich soup. Isn't this making you hungry for lunch? A nutrient-rich soup called cell medium, another containing just the medium. The embryonic stem cells were dispensed through the computer valves, while a microscope mounted onto the printer provided a close-up view of what was being printed. I'm looking at the picture right now. This is so cool. Am I the only one that thinks this is cool? I hope I'm not putting you all to sleep. This is, to me, really cool. Hey, if it interests me, we're going to talk about it. All right, so the two inks were dispensed in layers, one on top of the other, to create cell droplets of varying concentration. Now, the droplets were only 2 nanoliters, which is approximately 5 cells. The cells were printed onto a dish containing many little wells. The dish was then flipped over, you know, like flipping an omelet, so the droplets now hung from them, allowing the stem cells to form clumps inside each well. The printer lays down the cells in precisely sized droplets, and it's a certain pattern that'll be optimal for them to later then differentiate into the organ they need to. Tests revealed that 95% of the cells were still alive after the printing and the ink and the expulsion and the flipping and the microscope and the tech sneezing. And they were still alive after being printed, suggested that they were not killed by the printing process, hence a printer. Now, can it double for the printer at home that continually runs out of ink toner? I hope, because I am so gosh darn sick of running out of toner at my house. Boy, is that expensive. And a drum. You know, it just makes sense buying a new printer every few weeks. This is ridiculous. The drum and the toner, are you kidding me? All right, anyway, they say more than 89% of the cells were still alive 3 days later and also tested positive for a marker of the pluripotency. Pluripotency? If a cell is pluripotent, that means it has a damn good ability to be able to differentiate into cell types. It has a good potential to do that. So, guys, this is, like, really, really cool. This is cool because if we are able to replace damaged cells with these pluripotent printed cells that they could obviously make on a printer, this is cool stuff. So, I mean, we could be superhumans later. I can't wait. I am excited. Okay, now, speaking of superhumans, some of you can play tennis, you can play racquetball, you can play badminton, and then you get tennis elbow. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Well, I guess we used to always recommend injections. Tennis elbow is lateral epicondylitis. So you get inflammation in the lateral epicondyle. Now, many of you, if you fold your hands nicely in your lap, and you go over here and touch your elbow, the top part of the elbow, the bottom part is your medial, even though it's going to be the part that's near to your body. We call it your medial versus your lateral. But if you're folding your hands nicely in your lap, listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show like good boys and girls, then if you touch the part of the elbow that's sticking up top, that's basically your lateral epicondyle, okay? It's the bottom of the humerus that connects to your radius and ulna. And it hurts when you have tennis elbow. So what we used to do is we used to inject the area with steroids. Now they're saying the steroids may really not help and actually could increase your chances for the condition to recur. Okay? This is a small study, but they say patients who got dummy injections alone or with physical therapy were more likely to recover after a year and much less likely than those who were actually given the steroids. Now, the Australian study, this was done in Australia, they used various types of steroids, like whether it was cortisone or depomedrol, etc. And it does provide short-term relief. Why do we inject you with steroids? Why do we do that? To make money. No, it's not to make money. We inject steroids. Trust me, we don't really make money on these injections. We inject the steroids because it's anti-inflammatory. So if you have tennis elbow or if you have a painful knee, if you have chronic neck and back pain, injecting the steroid directly into the spot decreases inflammation. It's a phenomenal way to get medicine into you without having to go through the stomach and then the liver and the kidneys. You know, some people need the effect of steroids, but they can't take oral steroids long term. So we localize where the problem is and inject it. This is why I'm a huge fan of asthmatic medication, because the asthmatic medication, in terms of inhalants, it goes right to where the body needs it. It goes right to the lungs, or your, let's say your allergic rhinitis nasal spray goes right to the nose, you know, and then you bypass, you know, the first pass metabolism and the liver and all that when you have to swallow a pill, and you hope it just deals with the right body part based on the chemical's effects. So, you know, I've always been a fan of tennis elbow shots. Somebody has tennis elbow, you give them a shot, but I've been very nervous about weakening any tendons around the area. And so I don't really do a lot of these shots anymore. I let the orthopedics do it, right? Because my thinking is the shot only calms down the inflammation. What are we doing to prevent this from happening again? Well, you know, if you go back, you know, to your sport because you got another set coming up the next day, so you get the injection, you go back, and never really officially heals. And I never felt that I could competently and successfully heal your tennis elbow or heal a lot of your orthopedic conditions just by giving you a shot. I figured you needed some structural physical therapy, you needed some bracing, you needed some training, and you needed some strengthening. And so, you know, I never found those shots to be phenomenal. I do, though, see where, for example, if degenerative disc disease in the neck and the back, I do see where there's a huge benefit, because if it could help you with your pain and your inflammation, decrease more of the osteophytes and the arthritis and prevent the need for surgery, because the steroid injections are giving you the pain relief and slowing down the arthritis, I think it's phenomenal. But we are getting reports that they aren't 100%. You know, people say, I got the injections, it didn't do anything for me. So, you know, when you do get an injection, I would say, yeah, try it once or twice, see if it works. But to repeatedly go towards that as your cure-all, no. That's another reason why I have a problem with you guys getting allergy shots in the form of steroids. I love the allergy shots given in the allergies office where they desensitize you. But getting a big whopping dose of steroid, to me, that could affect the liver and kidneys, and it's really not addressing you avoiding the, you know, the allergens. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, earlier in the first 2 hours, we went through the medical deductions that you could possibly take off on your taxes this year. I'm not going to revisit that subject because I know many of you listen to the podcast, and I don't want you to have to hear it in all three shows. But make sure you tune in to the earlier two shows today. What's the date today? Is today February 5th or 6th? What is it? Today's Wednesday. All right, I don't even know the day. You know what? iPhone time. I'm sorry, guys. I don't really know the date. Ah, it's the 6th. Thank you, Don. I love you, Don. All right, so it's the 6th. So go back if you want. We review things you could deduct medically-wise once you hit the percentage over your adjusted gross income. Unfortunately, the government increased to 10% this time around from 7.5. So if you make $50,000 a year, you're not going to be able to start deducting anything till after you've spent $5,000 on your medical expenses. But many of you have had hip replacements, knee surgery, delivered a baby, something. And so you may be able to take advantage of a lot of them. If you have any problem getting the podcast on your iPhone, on your Android app at gcnlive.com, go to the IRS website, publication 502, and read that pretty carefully. Go over it when you do your taxes or when you work with your accountant. I want you guys saving money. And let me know how it works, all right? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, an OB-GYN in St. Louis apparently has sparked a lot of controversy because she posted negative comments about one of her patients on Facebook. Now, when you see this headline, you're like, wait a second, an OB-GYN is talking about, you know, one of her patients. OB-GYNs, they deal with, you know, hoo-has and stuff, and, you know, the vagina. Oh, no, what could she have posted? Well, this was a post. She writes, so I have a patient who has chosen to either no-show or be late, sometimes for hours, for all her prenatal visits, ultrasounds, and non-stress and the neonatal stress test. She is now 3 hours late for her induction. May I show up late for her delivery? So she didn't mention the name of the patient. You could see she was frustrated, and she put that down. Apparently, now, in the whole blogosphere, and you know, there's this whole world, right, on the internet now. I mean, you could think you're safe in America or you're safe hanging out in Australia or Europe or whatever, but this whole blogosphere world, it connects you to everybody. And so she wants, I guess, people have been calling for her to be fired and disciplinary action and et cetera. And yet, some of these people are going, well, wait a second, she never mentioned the patient's name, you know, et cetera. And from what we understand, who she works for has not fired her. They said her comments were inappropriate. They're reviewing them to determine if they violated any privacy issues. The process requires a more thorough review, but we will determine the appropriate response as quickly as possible. In the meantime, know that our physician organization holds its members to the highest standards and strives to improve our service and clinical care through a process. Now, why would I even tell you guys about this story? Well, it's because people are human. Okay? This patient, whoever it is, that is supposed to be going through an induction for the baby. An induction meaning, I guess the baby is finally about to be born. It sounds like the doctor put up with no shows and being late through. I'm surprised the doctor never discharged her. That's a cool doctor. I mean, you no-show a couple times. Most doctors will kick you out of their office because it costs them money. They could have seen a pain patient. Not to mention you're putting your baby at risk. So I'm surprised she kept her on as a patient. Now they're getting ready to induce. They have everybody ready at the hospital. They're getting ready to start the induction. Not to mention you want to time it right. Because if it takes, let's say, 12 hours for the Cervidil to work, etc., then you know that you could come back the next day before clinic, check on her, see if you need to add Pitocin, see if you need to add another Cervidil, etc. You know, I mean, doctors have to be able to work in the realm that they work. So this doctor obviously is frustrated, and where do people go when they want to air their concerns? They go to Facebook. They go to social media. And the reason why is when you're frustrated, it's a way to communicate. Now, some people think that having social media is one of the healthiest things we've ever had, because now rather than being alone somewhere pent up, you get to communicate. You get to open up. You also get some sympathy. You know, the one thing that social media has done for, and now, again, we're going to talk about patient privacy in a second, but I'm going down this path of, you'll have people that think they're ugly. You'll have people that were just broken up. They don't think they're sexy. They don't think they're desirable. So, you know, they go on Facebook and people will tell them, no, you look good. Or they'll put a picture up of themselves. People say, God, great picture. Gosh, you're gorgeous, etc. And it makes people feel really good about themselves. True, you're controlling the pictures. You could be cropping it. You could Photoshop the picture. Yeah, you have some control. But you could increase your self-esteem using Facebook a certain way. Now, I don't know if that's the healthiest thing long-term, but some people argue that. So you have a doctor that's really fed up. Patient's 3 hours late to an induction. Now it messes up a lot of the whole timing that has to be done for the induction. I don't blame her for being ticked. But does a doctor have a right to go on Facebook and show their tit? All right, do doctors have a right to be human? Now, most of you will say, well, of course a doctor has a right to be human, but stop and think about it, okay? Remember, there was this one episode on Sex and the City. I never really watched Sex and the City, but there was, I guess, one episode where the main character, I guess, farted, in bed. I guess she was, they were like, doing pillow talk. It was after sex, and I guess she farted or whatever. All right, so I guess the guy she was with blew her off after that. And so she's talking to her girlfriend in the gym going, I don't get this. I don't know the names of the Sex and the City characters. And her friend says, well, men expect you to be superhuman. You can't have hair in certain places. You can't fart, burp, or whatever. Now, Lord knows, thank God my husband doesn't have those criteria, because Lord knows I would have been kicked out long ago. But think about it. Do you want your doctor to go, oh my gosh, that stinks. Oh my gosh. Oh gosh, that smells. Or, oh my gosh, that's gross. You know what? I can't look in your mouth. Your breath is that bad. No. You like it when your doctor is very nonchalant about it. They'll look in your breath. They'll look, do a rectal, do a vaginal exam, whether you have discharge or not. And they're very objective, very matter of fact about it. Okay? You do have to be superhuman as a doctor. Okay? You can't. Now, me, I'm to me a little bit more human with my patients. If a patient ticks me off, I tell them, I go, dude, come on. Really? You can't be my patient if you keep doing this to me. No. And I'm very honest with my patients because I want them to know if they made something up, if they did something wrong, like trying to sneak in to get samples of a medicine without seeing me. No. You can't be sitting here trying to get samples when I'm supposed to be watching your liver and your kidneys and watching your blood pressure, your cholesterol. And so, I let them know because I don't want them. I want to enhance the relationship. I don't want to just get mad, blog about them and the relationship, I want to talk it out and see if we could rectify it. But for the most part, doctors are supposed to put up with a lot of crap. We're supposed to be putting up with underpaid and no showing, etc. And you're starting to see doctors fight back. Now that doctors are seeing that we're never going to get paid more with the, restrictions Obamacare is going to put on us, right? Patients don't revere us. Many people think, especially in the Occupy movement, that we should be paying more taxes and supporting everybody else. Yeah, doctors, if they're going to be ticked, they're going to open up. But it just kind of shakes your idea of doctors because you're hoping that they don't think like that. You don't want to think that a doctor could think like that. Now, for the most part, we don't think anything's gross. We know things smell. We know things are discharging. We know things have certain looks to it. And we are immune to a lot of that. So you could still feel confident that an orifice is an orifice. Whether we look at a rectum or we look at an, ear or a nostril, an orifice is an orifice. So I don't want you to think that we're all thinking, oh, gross, whatever. But if there is a scent that bothers us, we are expected to be superhuman and not tell you about it. And we do a pretty damn good job of doing that. We do. But you start ticking us off, we're human. And these doctors, they may just express that. Do I think it was the right thing for her to do? No. She could have expressed her, anger another way because somebody could try to make a HIPAA case over this. But it just kind of points out that, like I said, we're still human. All right, guys, can I wait to talk to you tomorrow? Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. But for the most part, please be safe. God bless.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.